Many parents will be aware of the difficulties if they're perhaps having to juggle working from home and indeed their children studying from home. But what if your children are blind or partially sighted, or you are a parent with a visual impairment trying to help your children with their home studies? Lots of questions have arisen out of this situation, and I'm joined by Kareen Sutherland from RNIB. Kareen, is this a question or questions that's come up quite a lot now for RNIB from people perhaps getting in touch with worries?
Yes, absolutely. It is, unfortunately. And I think the extra support that's required for a child with a vision impairment and switching that to providing that in the home environment has definitely brought up more inquiries. So our Children, Young People, Families mailbox has had a number of inquiries. And in addition, as a team at RNIB, we've hosted a question and answer session on homeschooling using technology. And as well, a member of the team has been part of the LOOK webinar offering support to parents and families. Systems that perhaps schools use in the majority are not ones that are traditionally very accessible or necessarily compatible with access software, which many of our children with vision impairment might use. Or, for example, if we have a child who's a Braillist, ensuring that their technology links in appropriately to technologies used by school is tricky. So the school systems that work for the majority don't necessarily quickly and easily transfer across to be used at home. So just require a little bit of extra support. And there is usually, to be positive, there is usually a workaround and there is usually a solution, which is great. But I understand that for parents, finding the time to sit and troubleshoot is not easy and can be incredibly stressful and frustrating for both them and the child.
And also for, I suppose, parents who perhaps are blind or partially sighted as well. Has that come up?
Yes, we have heard from a number of parents who have a vision impairment themselves and are trying to support their child with the technology. At our question and answer, we had a number of questions around using Microsoft Teams to support their child, and did we have any tips with shortcuts and workarounds that would help them support their child? And the RNIB Technology for Life team were really helpful and able to give some really individual quick wins, which was great. This has come up so much that I know that LOOK, the charity, are hoping to put on a specific webinar for parents with a vision impairment around supporting their child with homeschooling. So watch this space on the LOOK website, because we believe that will be coming up and we'll be part of that panel supporting parents.
In terms of technology, you have the Technology for Life team at RNIB who are there, who can give one-to-one support. There's RNIB Bookshare with something like 647,000 free educational titles, which are all accessible as well. I suppose, is it more getting the word out to people to tell them about what's there to help that's probably the biggest barrier or that requires the most work at the moment?
It's partly sharing tips amongst just the group of people, and because there are workarounds, so sharing that and making sure people are aware of what's out there. And your qualified teacher of vision impairment, your QTVI, is an essential resource and link to your school. They can really help ensure you're getting the right support. They can help with the actual technology in your home, make sure that school are sending the right materials. So they are really pivotal in this, and if you get hold of them, hopefully that will ease the burden on families at homes. And if you are having trouble getting hold of your qualified teacher of vision impairment, please do contact the Children, Young People, Families team at RNIB, because we hold a list and can hopefully smoothly and more easily redirect you. And one thing, you mentioned Bookshare, Alan. It's really worth mentioning that during lockdown, families are able to set up a lockdown home learning account so that they can access Bookshare at home. But during lockdown, that's possible, and that's a real, really big add and bonus.
Important to remember as well that councils themselves and indeed the schools, they do have a duty to make sure that even with home learning, that accessibility is really to the fore and that pupils with visual impairments can fully participate.
Absolutely, they really do. And materials and resources should still be provided in an accessible format, as would be in school, by the schools, and those should be going home. But we know that that everybody is under pressure and that sometimes that isn't happening, and that the impact of that falls directly on the parents and the children at home. So again, your QTVI can be helpful in making sure that is happening, or troubleshooting perhaps why that's not happening. They can also maybe provide some tips around, we had a couple of cases come in around the accessibility of Google Classrooms, and a workaround is that if work is coming in that and it's not compatible with the software that your child is using very easily, then a quick copy and paste from Google Classrooms into Word allows your speech software to work with that. And although that's a horribly clunky way of doing it, it is a short, quick win workaround. And there are lots of examples of things like that.
Now, as Kieran says, we will keep you up to date on any further webinars coming up around homeschooling. And don't forget, RNIV Bookshare is free. There's also offers there for the Orbit Reader Plus, the Braille Reader. And, of course, 647,000 accessible titles for you. Technology for Life team are there if you want any one-to-one support. There's a whole raft of help and assistance available, and you can get that by emailing cypf@rnib.org.uk, or indeed call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And at the moment, on the homepage at rnib.org.uk, you'll find information on support as well. Kieran, thanks so much for the hints and the tips, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.